Texte numéro 51. Long dormant viruses trapped in permafrost are reviving as Earth's climate warms. Throughout history, humans have existed side by side with bacteria and viruses. From the bubonic plague to smallpox, we have evolved to resist them, and in response, they have developed new ways of infecting us. We have had antibiotics for almost a century, ever since Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. In response, bacteria have responded by evolving antibiotic resistance. Now, global warming is gradually exposing older permafrost layers. Frozen permafrost soil is the perfect place for bacteria to remain alive for very long periods of time, perhaps as long as a million years. This means melting ice could potentially open a Pandora's box of diseases. The temperature in the Arctic Circle is rising quickly, about 3 times faster than in the rest of the world. As the ice and permafrost melt, other infectious agents may be released. Pathogenic viruses that can infect humans or animals might be preserved in old permafrost layers, including some that have caused global epidemics in the past. In a project that began in the 1990s, scientists from Russia tested the remains of Stone Age people that had been found in southern Siberia. They have also tested samples from the corpses of men who had died during viral epidemics in the 19th century and were buried in the Russian permafrost. Once they were revived, the viruses quickly became infectious. The study suggests that other viruses, which really could infect humans, might be revived in the same way. What's more, global warming does not have to directly melt permafrost to pose a threat. Because the Arctic sea ice is melting, the north shore of Siberia has become more easily accessible by sea. As a result, industrial exploitation, including mining for gold and minerals, and drilling for oil and natural gas, is now becoming profitable. One argument is that the risk from permafrost pathogens is inherently unknowable, so they should not overtly concern us. Instead, we should focus on more established threats from climate change. For instance, as Earth warms, northern countries will become more susceptible to outbreaks of southern diseases like malaria, cholera, and dengue fever, as these pathogens thrive at warmer temperatures. The alternative perspective is that we should not ignore risks just because we cannot quantify them. Following this work and that of others, there is now a non-zero probability that pathogenic microbes could be revived and infect us. It could be bacteria that are curable with antibiotics, or resistant bacteria, or a virus. If the pathogen hasn't been in contact with humans for a long time, then our immune system would not be prepared. So yes, that could be dangerous. Adapted from bbc.com, May 2017.